Hello and welcome to the Trustedpreneurs Podcast. I'm David Ritchie.
And I am Madeline Ritchie.
Today we're going to be talking about something really fun and really interesting as it relates to business and personal development. And it's on values and belief systems. If you saw the episode or the show that we had on emotional intelligence, Madeline mentioned value systems. And value systems are really important to us and how we do almost everything that we do. And at the end of this show, we hope that you come away with understanding the value systems are a compass. The self-awareness leads to fulfillment, and values evolve with us. So Madeline, let's dive deep into this today, because I know this is a topic that's near and dear to your heart. In fact, actually, in our prep, you were telling me that when you're working with someone that is an emerging leader in corporate, or if they are a entrepreneur, mm-hmm. and really if they're just anybody, right?
Yeah.
One of the first things you have to do is dive deep into their values, their value system and their belief system. And then, and only then, can you really take them down the path they want to go.
That's correct. So interestingly enough, most people would say, yeah, I have core values. And they do. Everybody actually does. But do they really understand what those are in relationship to how they live their lives every day and what's aligned for them and what's present, right? So, for example, to go somewhere in anywhere in that we have never known, we need to put the information, either look at a map or look at our GPS, right? So the value system, it is exactly that. It is a compass to how you want to align your life and live your life overall. And it's the wheel of life, right? It encompasses career, money, life, personal growth, home, fun and recreation, all things. And they have their own set of values. And so if we know those specifically, we tend to live our lives with fulfillment, which it just helps us live a better life.
So, wow. First of all, who knew?
I know.
You know, when you think about it, and as you said, everybody has a value system.
Mm-hmm.
But actually understanding if their value system really aligns with their true core beliefs, am I getting that?
If they utilize that value system to guide them through life, to what they do at work, how they set their goals, how they achieve them, right? Because once we have a clarity around an understanding of where we want to go, how are those going to integrate with everything else that we do, which is our goal setting, right?
Right.
You know, how we look at money. Why do we look at money the way we look at money, right? And I don't mean money by, you know, having money in the bank. I mean the relationship that we have with money, right? Because often what it does, let's just take money for an example since we're talking about it. So what is my core values, for example, when it comes to money? Well, my core values on that is security, integrity, trust. In fact, I have them right here. And not in this order, okay? So integrity, security, wealth, family, energy, peace, independence, and trust, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I have to rearrange those first three, for example, for me, it's going to be security, it's going to be wealth, and it's going to be independence. And if you notice, all those three go hand in hand, right?
Right.
So then the next step is, why are those important to me, right? Then I start breaking it down. And oftentimes, they are tied to your past, your childhood, right? Because your value system starts forming by the time you're 8 years old.
So when people are listening to this, mm-hmm. and are they supposed to kind of glean from it that they've had it wrong, or they just didn't know the depth of their value system?
It's not that they got it wrong, right? Because they do know, the audience know, and everybody knows that there's a value system somewhere within them, mm-hmm. right? It is understanding what that means.
I have to ask, what does that mean?
Well, do they live by it every single day? And their values are in alignment with how they act every day.
So it's their code. It's who they are.
Yeah, it's their compass.
Right. And so I think, as we said, one of the takeaways is that they evolve.
They do. So they do. And that's the fun thing about this, right? That we don't ever stay the same. We evolve with our, you know, how we view life as we get older, right? What in my 30s, what my career goals were or my value system was back then is not what it is now, right?
I mean, no, I can see that.
Yeah. And so, yeah, we absolutely evolve. And that depends on where we're at in our lives.
So I'm just thinking about, you know, me in at the stages, right, of my life, right? And using money. Money was it had its purpose then, and now money has a different purpose. Well, some of the same, but for the most part, the purposes seem to change as well within some of the things that I valued, right? And, you know, money, you know, because in when we got together, mm-hmm. right? We, you know, were building a family. We were preparing for education expenses. We were, you know, we were using money differently. Now we look at money as it's kind of that necessary evil in some respects in one area, right? Because you have to have it to afford the things that you want in your life. But it also, now we use money to give back much more than we ever did before, right? So it really does evolve. And then from there, I was just thinking about, you know, as a, you know, I think just as in general, a person would look at, they would think that they don't change, that they've always been the same, but that it's micro change, right? It's really small elements all the time. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately you end up in this other place.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. So if you are working with a client, and as you said, you work with, you know, whether they're an emerging leader in corporate space or an entrepreneur or, you know, really just anybody that you're working with, what would be the process that you would use to really understand or help them understand their value system?
Yeah. And I'll touch on that, but I am curious about something because you did say something.
Uh-oh.
So let's take your value system, for example. Okay. So when you were in your 30s, right? I'm not going to say specifically.
By the way, we're totally off script.
I know. We are. No, but I'm curious to see what see how it has evolved, right?
Go ahead.
So in your 30s, before you met me.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me the first two that were the most important thing in the money area for you.
Oh, I think, with my upbringing, it would have been security and putting as much money away as I possibly could for retirement or future.
Mm-hmm.
I'd already bought the house. So
what was the second one?
The second for money, you know, I'm not sure I had a second, to be honest with you, because I was a saver. I mean, I would go, I didn't, you know, back then, if you asked me, did I travel a lot? Well, no, I traveled back to see my family.
Okay.
Right. I didn't really travel. I didn't really do a lot of other things, play golf. Right. But that was local as well.
Mm-hmm.
So really, I don't know if I really had a second. I'm sure if I thought deep about it, I did. I think it falls under the same. I think freedom. Right.
Yeah.
Was probably one. I mean, you know, when you.
All right. So let's just take those two. I want to take those two on your 30s.
Okay.
Why security was important to you?
Well, that's how I was brought up.
But why was it important to you?
I can't use that's how I was brought up. Security to me meant that no matter what happened, you know, we were in an industry that layoffs happened, mm-hmm. right? Having money in the bank meant freedom, right? It mm-hmm. meant that you had choices. It meant that, you know, for me, I guess if I think back on it, it allowed me to believe I belonged in certain elements.
Mm, right there.
You pulled that one out of me.
I did, didn't I? Well, you told me all by yourself. But this is the process that I go through, right? Mm-hmm. So I use the mindset dimension, which is the report that it is not one that you can just go get, right? This is has a proprietary... it is a proprietary document report that I go through, and you know they answer several questions, and it just analyzes everything in their wheel of life. So when I sit down and as a practitioner of mindset, right, dimensions, I go by each and one of those reports, you know, pages, and then I look at where they want to work the most on, right? Which is, you know, they go through a process of also giving them what is the, in the wheel of life, what they rank, what is the most important, you know, from 1 to 10, where are they at? And the one that's the weakest, that's the one that we take, right? And so, interestingly enough for you, I would go and ask that same question. Why is it important? And they start talking. Mm. And we start digging. And but why is that important? And why is that important? And then 9 times out of 10, we tie it down to what you just said.
Something when I was younger? Or,
yes.
And how I was taught?
How you were taught, how you grew up, worthiness. Mm-hmm. It was one of them. Belonging, it was the word that you used, mm-hmm. right? So basically, what in your 30s, you felt that if you had money, you belong. It was a sign of worthiness. Then again, we go deeper, right? We go, okay, why sign of worthiness mm-hmm. is so important? Then we continue to tie it back down to your childhood or what happened back then, right? And we're not going to get into that right now. But tell me what does that look like today? Is security your number one?
I think it's number one. It's right up there.
Right. But it's not number one.
But it's not, we've already built in some degree of security.
Right.
So I feel comfortable and confident there. Yes.
Right. So no longer, so out of the 8 that you would give me, mm-hmm. security is not going to be your number one gotcha. Anymore. And that's how you see the evolvement of how we grow and, you know, how we work on ourselves, how personal development is such a big part of us, right? Mm-hmm. And that's why the value system is so critical. It aligns with who you are today.
Right.
And how you lead your staff, our organizations, our money, all things.
So when we introduced this, we talked about belief systems as well, mm-hmm. which I'm guessing would be the things that you say, I can, I can't, I should, I shouldn't. Limiting beliefs, right?
Yes.
So how does your value system tied to your belief system, or is it your belief system ties to your value system?
They go hand in hand, right? Because they are three components, actually, of the belief system. Mm-hmm. And they also are evaluated, by the way. They're evaluated based on your answers. Right. Mm-hmm. And it gives you a little bit of, you know, just a little bit of a color-coded kind of compass, right? Mm-hmm. So you'll know. And so one is helplessness, hopelessness, and worthlessness. What is it? No, sorry.
Worthlessness?
Worthlessness.
Worthlessness.
So all the ness, you know, so it does give you, and those are the three components of your belief system.
Mm. So when somebody's going through this process with you, Is this something that in one session you really start identifying the true nature, or is it a longer process to really work through this with them?
So for me, I love going through this process first because I'm able to really have a real good look under the hood mm-hmm. of what that person's mindset is all about, how they view life. And so from there, you know, it's about a 90-minute session.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's not one that is one and done, right? Because what the way it works in each and one of those categories, and it's not a one day either, right? It's one component is 90 minutes.
Gotcha.
Of the Wheel of Life.
So one of the eight?
One of the nine, one of the, you know, money, career, right. Gotcha. You know, all that. Those are the different, the Wheel of Life.
The Wheel of
each
Life.
Each and one of those. Because then what we do is we talk about, list for me eight of them in no order. And then we go through the process of, okay, we're going to rank them. What is the most important? And then we take one, each and one of those very serious. And we ask a series of questions. And then I'm able to determine why they're not hitting their goals. Right. Yeah. Yes.
So you find that friction point.
Yes.
And so from a leadership standpoint, I'm guessing it would be the same, right? You would find what's preventing them from moving forward, or you can find what will catapult them
right.
potentially.
Well, again, if your beliefs, your core values are not aligned with who you are mm-hmm. and how you want to lead, then you're going to have issues. And lack of alignment, it might work a little bit, but it's not a long-term strategy, right? Mm-hmm. You'll get stuck.
Gotcha. So this process is for anybody. Should they be going through this process on a frequency of time? Every couple of years or...
Yeah, I mean, all depends, right? I mean, again, as we start to discover ourselves and understand what is important to us, we start living that life, mm-hmm. right? That gives us that fulfillment. And, you know, I always encourage people to always do a check-in. It's important.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when you feel disaligned, I think you should go back to your values and see what happened.
Right.
Right. I mean, there's no harm in always doing it a check-in.
Yeah. And I think that what is interesting and, you know, again, I am not the practitioner in the family, but I do get to listen to the conversations you have. And from a standpoint of, as you're talking to people, what this process is. And I think what's really amazing to me is that if you open yourself up to acknowledging, you're not saying you don't have a value system. You're not saying
no.
that you're anything but normal. What you are saying is that maybe we need to take some time to evaluate what's truly important to you. And then we can determine a path. And I love that compass GPS analogy mm-hmm. because when you first described this to me, that is what went into my head is, well, and it also is kind of interesting. It kind of went with the same thing when we talk about exit strategy, right?
Right.
It is the path we want to go. And so I can see how this would help anybody, you know, aspiring leader in a company or entrepreneur where they're literally saying, this is what I want to be, this is what I want to do, and this is why.
Absolutely.
I think that's amazing stuff, Madeline. You know, other than the three things that we talked about at the top where, you know, understanding the value system is a compass, self-awareness leads to fulfillment, and values evolve, which clearly they did for me, and I think you would say they did for you as well.
Oh, for sure.
And for anybody. What one other thing that would you tell our audience that they might want to know about values and belief systems?
You know, other than that, you know, hit me with maybe let's get on online and, you know, virtually get a consultation. I'll be able to, you know, to gift 10 reports out there for anybody that is curious about their compass and see what that looks like and see. I mean, but listen, I think the more we know about ourselves, the better we can move forward, right? And have a better experience while we're on this earth.
Yeah.
You know, fulfillment is important to me.
Yeah. And I'm going to finish with what you softly offered and explain it a little bit more. But I know for me personally, I am where I have gotten to because we've been open to having discussions like this and understanding what's truly important to us as individuals,
yeah,
us as a couple, us as business partners. And I will only say this is that, you know, every time we're talking with someone, they come back to us and they usually ask, how are you guys so aligned? Mm-hmm. And I think it's because we've done this exercise.
Yeah. It's very powerful.
Individually and somewhat collectively, right? Mm-hmm. But if you don't know who you are, you can't be who you need to be as a couple in anything, but also definitely in your business goals. So amazing show, Madeline. Thank you again for your insights on this. What Madeline was referencing is this is, as she said, a proprietary report, and she's willing to give 10 of these out for free. And with that, she's also willing to throw in a 1 hour report session, a reading of the report for you. It will be in the show notes. The link to the report, the first 10 will get access to that. And then they will get access to schedule time with Madeline. And as she already alluded, and I just want to set the stage correctly, mm-hmm, is the 1 hour will not get you through
the wheel of life.
The wheel of life, but it will get you started in the process and hopefully give you some great insights and some things that can help you on your personal, mm-hmm, and your business careers.
Right.
So until next time, thank you so much for joining us. Madeline and I are your trustedpreneurs, and we love having you come to our show. If you like it, please,
Share it.
If you think it can help with somebody else, definitely share it. If you think it was great, put a review. And please help us spread the word. This is what we want to do. We want to try to give back to the community in things that we've learned and the journeys that we've taken. And we are just so excited and thankful that you are willing to join us every week. Thank you, guys.
Until next time.